Hi, Nagudvar. We're up to Shimpei Ches Siftes. We're already moving on to the next Shlav. This is like the half point of the Siman. The remainder of the Siman should go quicker and easier. The first part of the Siman was more fundamentals, Kolam Yisaydis, Shrei Yisaydis in Mammon and Maita. Now we're up to the second half, which talks about focus on more than Maita, more practical applications, and focusing on actually killing the person, etc. And we're going to see, hopefully it's actually probably a little more geschmack as well, a little easier. Okay, well, up to Siftes. Also, Limsa L'Yisrael, B'yarakum. It's forbidden, you're not allowed, prohibited, to be Moisa Yid, B'yarakum, Bein B'gufoy, whether you want to put him in jail or get him in trouble, bodily harm, Bein B'mamaynoy, V'afilu Hayar Rosha, Ubalaveris, even if he was a Rosh and a Balaveris, still, it's also to do. Even if he's bothering you, he's causing you trouble, still that doesn't give you a right to be made for him. The Mangitin had such a case that he was bothering an Amira, and he said he's still now, it's still to Deim Lashem Yitzchilaloi, that you're not allowed to be made for him, but the Eitz rather was given to him, the Amira gave him Dakaneta, that he should be Mashkim Amarev Lebeis HaMedrash. And with that, a Kaddish Baruch Hu will take care of his oven. That's the eighth when you have someone troubling you. The Moshe says he shouldn't do it. And we learn from here that it's also to do. It's a Deim Lashem. Right, which you mean, and he said, but it's terribly true. But he said, Hashkem Varev Beis HaMedrash. By so he said, it's also to do. Just the eighth is to start learning. Open up the place and learn. Come early, go late. If you're horrible on learning, Kaddish Baruch Hu will take care of you. And that's what this mass is. Is this makar? Don't tell actually from a pasuk over there. David HaMelech said, "Amati Yesh Madaki Mechatzay B'Lushoni Yesh Malafim Maksim Boid Rosh LaNegdi." But to let me after Rosh LaNegdi Mitzrani, still I will keep my mouth shut. All right, Dosh Teit. A few of your Rosh Rabbah various is a few of your Meitzon and Mitzara. Oh, I'm going to see. Oh, we're going to bow. That's 1 second. The Zal says the Yadakum. Now, even if he's a Balaveris and he's a Rosh, so the Achrenim points out, the Achrenim points out, that's only because he was in Rosh, like a Rosh L'Teyovin. But if he'd be a Rosh L'Hachis, then the halach is that when you have minimum umumarim, avadif te lahachis, avadif meridin. So for those type of people, avad you're allowed to kill. We're talking about a regular Rosh Balaveris, normal kind of Rosh Balaveris, it's also to do. I feel like you made something like that, right? Dr. Amor. Vidafko, and this is coming from a Chubas Rashbo and a Chubas Rosh, Vidafko, what type of tzara are we talking about that he's bothering you, that he's paining you, Meitzalam Mitzarai? Vidafko, Bidvarim Baal, Mestam Zachin, he's bothering you, calling your names, troubling you. Avalim Masrai, but if he was Meitza you, Mutzalam Meitzrai, you could in turn be Meitza him back. Why? Dare Yukal Ahogu Bidin, because you have the right to kill him, a Meitza you have a right to kill. So right now, if he was Moisei you and you're afraid that he'll continue to be Moisei you, or at least maybe his Messiah that he did is still present, and if you're Moisei him back, you counter to whatever it is, you'll Moisei him back, you'll minimize the damage of his Messiah to you, that will help you, so you're allowed to do so. If he was Moisei you, you're allowed to be Moisei him back for your protection. That's down. If he was Moisei and it's too late, then you don't have the right to be Moisei him back. But if it's for your protection, you're allowed to be Moisein back. Oi, take out the word oi to tell you, it's supposed to be, if you have no other way to save yourself from this Moisa, then you're allowed to go out so far to be Moisein him back. But if you have the ability to save yourself in a different way, then Havi Kishnaim Shemotu Zezeh, V'chol Mishayitzit Chaviru Yoyitzit Chayv L'Shalom Amoyitz V'Nezek Shalom. If this was the only way to do it, to protect yourself, you have the right to do for protection. You're allowed to even kill him. If you can kill him, you could be Moisim as well. But if you were able to achieve the same results without being Moisim, and you went ahead and was Moisim, and you caused him damage, you caused him, have saved him, have said Mamin, so you're going to owe him Atzmazik, and he owes you Atzmazik, so we'll see who owes who more. There'll be a watch, but ultimately one person is going to owe the other person. Whoever the Moisim has to pay, then as a child, just like Shnayim Shaziku says that. One guy damages one person $1,000, the other guy $1,500, so that guy has to pay the first guy $500, the extra, the different $500. All right. Oh, now, very good point. The Ramaz Mashmoyis is that if you're going to be Maisan back, how are you going to be Maisan? Then the typical Messiah, which is going to cause him a loss of money. Pashup Shab, right? Now, we know that it's also Right? So it's a million-dollar kasher. What's going on? Now, if you look in the Truman for Rosh and the Rashba that he's coming from, they do not say this. They're talking about that you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to get him good. You're allowed to be made some way to eliminate him. Call the mafia on the guy. But not that you're trying to get him a hefsan moment. But the way... Sorry? You can kill him yourself, too. We'll see about hopefully later on. But the vow... So the Ramaz Mashmais is that you're allowed to be Maisim back in the typical Messiah, it's going to cause him hefted moment. What's going on? I also love him a Maimdu Shamaisim. So if you look in the going in Sifkat Nunches, the going says, sorry, Nunches, the going says, Va'afa gav the time alone, Momin Maisa also la Abdoi, Kamashikasa Pesifshi Gimel, Well, I mean, in Shalayim, I'm going to come and go for the other man. Had a kavod chaim. If he can kill me, he'd even be mastered his money. But we don't pass him like that. We all, you don't have such a kavod chaim. Now that we mastered his money, so what's going on? So the guy in Hashem is b'shein matzil hanim taf me b'zeh. If it's not l'tzarech hatzala, stam you want to be mastered his money. That you don't have a right to do. Avol atzmoi vadei moto d'mitam roidifu. And just like a roid, if you're allowed to be mastered his money to save yourself, so too here. Here too, by a mitzvah, allowed to be mafid his money. Let's say chatzala. Who makes this chilek? Who's the baal of this chilek? That's really the shach. The shach said that we had last week in Sifkat Mem Hei, that whole shaila of Rami Risberg, that he had a case going back to Siv Zion, that if you were a muka and you know he's going to continue to keep on hitting you, so the Rami Risberg said that the Chuz Marakas Ru said you're allowed to be mitzvah to him, and the Daki Moshe asked the Kash, what do you mean? I thought the Labba Mamanish Mitzvah, and the Shaykh said it's like Oshav, because that's Shani Hocher Lahatzal Uba, Yesh Latilim Moshe Yagil Lushayfit, the Deka Kumasa Mamma, Pshitim Yechem Latan him, the Deshi after a Mitzvah Mamma, the Shari Yom Mitzvahu. So he argues with the Daki Moshe, and he says, no, for the Tzarech HaTzalah, you're allowed to do it. The Maisa, the Shach said another territory there. The Shach said that that which it said, Mom and Maisa is also Labda, is Dafka Labda Biyar also. Of Lahat and Ade Garmi is Motor. So the Shach actually gave two Kalukam. One is Litzaya Chatzalo, and the second one is that if you don't do Biyadayim, if you do Ade Garmi, it's Motor, even though it's Manyom, that we pass into also Labda Biyadayim. Good. So now the Goyim didn't have to say the second day of the Shach because he had better. Since it's his Litzaya Chatzalo, then it's Motor even Biyadayim because of Litzaya Chatzalo.
Yeah, but here we're trying to
explain
your law, right?
Oh, excellent. That's $1 million kasha. What is going on here? The Zaki Moshe didn't like this test, obviously. He asked the kasha, blive sure. Akkade kakri umadayik, if you look in the month, then the second time, he only said, Adam mamuk mekveh yakulelek lukvelif neakum, he himself, because that's a kind of tequila, or whatever it is. But for other people to be a good Samaritan to save the guy, you don't have that right, because it's also la'abdoi, m'mayne shomaisis. You see that he didn't hold of this eitzah, and he apparently didn't hold of the other eitzah, adyegami. Okay, you have to know. But he didn't have these two returns. So, and the Ramah is mashal like him, and Zaki Moshe says in Mefurish. So, why is the Ramah over here all of a sudden? Seemingly, it's mashma that you're allowed to do it, even though there's absent money, if he holds that it's also labdo, even l'tzarech hatzala. And we Madaik, we said last week, it's not just the Daki Moshe, it's Makam, it's Merakar Zeru's kasha. So Merakar Zeru, you see, held that it's also labdo, even if it's l'tzarech hatzala. I don't have a good territory, it's a problem. Even you can be makik that the Ramad really doesn't mean it's a bit shver. Although, like I said, the Makari said he's coming from don't mention any mysterious moment. So maybe he was lobbed off, he wasn't medayik in his words, but maybe that's what he means. Or you're going to have to go out and say a chilek. This is a blitz chilek. And that is that ad kan we say it's also lobbed in mamayna shomayna, so it's only for a third party. If a third party is trying, even if it's a tarik hatzala, you're now going to do it also lobbed in mamayna shomayna. But if it's yourself, an imsa himself who's trying to save himself, he might be different, that he would have the right to protect himself. If someone's trying to kill you, you have to precede him and kill him. Well, you're allowed to kill him. It's a hetzah for you to do. Maybe the Ramah held that halacha about the lavda mamanisha kaveh is only on the third party, but not for the nimsa himself. It's a big condition we're going to have to see later on in Sifchi Gimel Mi'at Hashem when we do this halacha. But kipshutai, this Ramah is a bit shver because Ramah himself doesn't hold the this chilek. All right. Continues the... B'shat Zamo you're allowed to do because you're...
Like Shat Zamo because you're still being mashing himself.
If you... If you want to say that this is like Shat Zamo, and just like a Takana Tequila for a Muka, you want to say you have the Tatakana, you want to stretch this Takana, you have the Takana Tequila even for Stam, a person who is Nimsan.
If it's
Okay. Well, over here we had that the consequilus, even if you won't be
left. Right, but I'm just saying,
but you have to know. But if you want to stretch the takon and apply over here, okay, fine. But then, even so, then it's also mukhak that it's only a heter for the nimsa, because the takon sakilus is only a heter for the nimsa, not for a third party. Okay, I'm just saying. So, either way, it might come out from this Rama that this is a heter only to him, not for other people to do. All right. He's doing it to try to save himself.
No, I'm just saying. Trying to save yourself. Why are you trying to save yourself? It's the same story as not Ramos. Because the person is not going to hold himself back from saving, trying to save himself while he's getting...
he's not going to just let himself be wiped down. He's going to fight back. So you have a similar type of a swara. All right, yes. Yeah, that's right. You have to know how right we're talking about. In Konami. All right. Continues the Mechaba. Here's the powerful line of the Mechaba. V'chol ha-moisi Yisrael b'yarakum. Anyone who's moisi Yisrael b'yarakum, b'im b'gufay, b'im b'mamaynay, ein lo chelik leilam haba. Finished. Ein lo chelik leilam haba. It's all over. One single maisa, a person, you know, his deciding moment of his life, that could be it. It's all over. I saw a tshuva from the Mishnah Halachas. He was talking about a person in Isha during a divorce case. She went to court. Try to, whatever it is, and she had an agenda, and to do that was to get the husband in trouble from an IRS point of view, whatever it is, and she's worried about her get, so he writes a shafa line back to her that it says, what do you care about a get for? It's not a get. You could be, it's not a get to you anymore. You're lost. You're finished. What do you care about your get anymore? I don't know why you're worried about your get. Once you went to court, it's all over. So it's a powerful, powerful line. It comes from Menashe Klein. She asked me if I try to find it for you. What are you worried about? It's all over. No, I don't think he meant that. He meant that Chayim HaZavah, like you're humming with me to get versus going to court. Like once you went to court, it's all over. You can just close up shop. All right, whatever. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you look and find the tshuva. Now it says, "V'chol ha'mayis Yisrael v'yadakum grado davedit agreshunim." So memchet is medayik poshet that this is going back even on the rasha, even if the other person was a rasha, ubala veiris, and he was meitzala in mitzara, and he's causing you problems. Maybe he's blocking the driver. I don't know. We have to get into specific cases, but he's really causing you problems, and you have a simple answer, just calling the police or whatever it is. Still, it says on that person, "Kol ha'mayisi Yisrael v'yarakum ben deguf esem emoyne in lechelik loyelam haba." The Rambam, this is gather the Rambam's lashon over here in Chayvel Amazir. Gather the Rambam in Hukas Tshuva is maisis a lashon. Right here, we only see a maisis Yisrael v'yarakum. The Rambam says a little more over there in Hukas Tshuva. The time why he puts it over there, he says, "Kol ha'mayisi Yisrael v'yarakum oy biyad anus." Okay, what he means is an anus, even if he's... Yemaisa mamin Yisrael biyad akum ein loy chelik loyelam hava. That's right. Ein loy, yeah. That's why you fit yours. It's l'shadim negid shikal. Even $1. I'm saying $1. Ein loy chelik loyelam hava. What's the problem? Why do you lose loyelam hava for this? Okay, we'll have to discuss. We'll have to see if we have a shot. But the Rambam... The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says he's Moisev, Oy Biyad Anus. And what he means to say is Oy Biyad Anus Yisrael, like the Rambam over here in Chayvel HaMazik, when he talks about he has both, either Akum or Anus Yisrael, Oy Biyad Anus Yisrael, Shehu Kagoy, that has the same din like a goy. I mean, it doesn't have to be Biyad Akum, it could be even the Mishtara, an Israeli, Yiddish Mishtara, still, if they're Anasim, Kiyadua, they're Reitzchim, it's ain't lechelik leilam haba. You know the Ma'aseh Briskarov. He said on a Rambam Bloy. Sorry. Anus is a person who doesn't go kafi. He's not. We'll call it civilized. He takes the law into his own hands and he does yesim in that, and he causes pain to other people. He steals their money. He causes them bodily harm. Well, we don't know. Shanaymo people will be enough in the castle. We'll have to go into, maybe in the next if we'll describe a little more. But can you do what the Briskarov said on Rambam Bloy? Kikah Shabbos was the focal point where they started to close off the streets on Shabbos. Now, it started with Ramam and Boyd laid down on Shabbos on the intersection, and then he had Chassidim to follow until he stuffed up traffic so many times. It became such a balagan, they finally gave in, and they closed off that corner. And that was why it's called Kikar Shabbos, because that was the starting point. And then from there, the rest of history, Baruch Hashem, in many parts of Yerushalayim, it's closed off. And that, the Brisk Rav said on Rav Amram Beloi that he must be a Tzuyoni. And one way he was looking at the opposite end. He said, must be a Tzuyoni. Why? Because he believed the Tzuyoni bus driver, the right Tzayak, the Tzuyoni bus driver, he believed him that he's not going to run him over. He has a moon in that. This guy's not going to run him over. Are you crazy? This guy's a Tzuyoni. I'm not even a Tzayak. I'm not the... So, yeah, even a Mishtara will be able to Chelek Leilam Haba, according to the Rama.
He was ready to motion that.
Good. Atuza, very good.
No, once they arrested him, they put the chief on top. It was going 40 miles an hour. He jumped out. He didn't want to ride on the jeep.
Uh-huh. All right, good. Very good. I'm just bringing out a point. The point is that you see the Brisk Rav held that these people are kosher, you have to suspect them for a tzicha. All right. Now, this din is called a Moiti Srabi Arakim, implies even one time. Called a Moiti Srabi Arakim, name of Gubim, and in Lachay 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 you can kill them, and it has that if you look in the shack, now I say over the shack, look in the shack, it's gotten the gimel. I mean, now we're talking about the Rosh Hashanah, the Messiah, the Yehudim, the Gehenim, when he dainim, the daily, daily, it's the gufin kala, the nishmas, and kala, the kula, and shalom. That's how we know, in the chelik, the ilam abba. Vayda deitza le kamon, b'shem matetuz, adoy tashri, shachiku de griya ha mishumadim. They're even worse than the mishumadim. So that's how you say this, that's the mishumadim. Good. V'yeideya, some invasive test, v'agon, is that the yesh poislin shchitas moisik, m'shchitas mumma. The shchitas potol. And if you're there, some of the Reish Pei Aleph says, given this bad, they say, for Torah, Shekotu Moisa, or Akum, or Yisrael, Mumma, Sula, it's possible. So, like I said, if you have these parties, you know, it's not Sefer Torah, and you have Oisius, I think someone should be standing by the door and asking every single person before he signs a note, was he ever in court, did he ever call the police on somebody, did he ever do anything else, because otherwise the Sefer Torah is possible. If you know the Sefer Torah that was written in the community, that they're not so nizah on these halachas, if you're talking the Sefer Torah is possible. You can quote me on this. Okay. Okay, depending on the case and depending on if that's enough to make a kosher or whatever it is.
Is this the Shalik
also? Yes. All right. There is a basis in the Vedic Abayis and Simulam Adawa that says, look at the Eilich Ve'emfa, not a Maitre Mesirah, but the threat to do Mesirah, that we said before, the possible and all that, he says people don't realize the Eilich Ve'emfa, how the Chayma Adawa, just to make that threat is a problem to be possible. He said, maybe... You know, it's a better kabbai. So the halacha is possible, but maybe people with my name are not so. They don't realize it. It's lamashul lehu inchi that it's itza. So it's like tachmad lamashul lehu inchi, and a bunch of achrenim danu. What would be the gabi sefer Torah by an elik ve'em? So if it's lamashul lehu, but a regular mitzvah, you know, you're doing something wrong. You shouldn't be doing it. If you guy does tshuva, then obviously then he'll become kosher. No, that calendar. She's oymed. It's still in court. She's still busy with it. No, she hasn't finished. The papers are oymed. I'm not a tshuva. A vadi could do tshuva. Nothing to do. Correct. You're right. On the safer side, that you sign while they are possible. You're right. It's not going to help. You're right. But at least we can't
fail it.
Okay, so if you tell me that Lamashwalula Inchi, I hear, so then we could try to use it. Some people try to say, but yes, it should use the Yali, quote Get Posh, if you look at Get Posh didn't say what he said, but all right, he tries to maybe the Yavit push it through because of this type of lump, so people don't realize the Chayma Adov and trying to make sure that they say the Kipshuta, the Tay Vitay is possible. Is the cop going to give a ticket to the other party? And possibly Messina?
When you're one of those
things
that are tested, one of the questions is,
you have to call the guard? You have to call the guard? All right, so Dina Makutah has that if you know somebody's doing something wrong, you also have to remite him to Malchus and kill him. So if it's not even Rabbi Lazar B'Shim and the Chachamim had kindness on him, Maita Amma Yisrael, Mariga. Right? Okay, you have to know the chat over there. It's not Fajr, it's not the Dina Makutah there. Because Dina Makutah, you have to work on Shabbos. You have to work on Shabbos? It's worse than just working on Shabbos. We're talking about something serious. I'm not talking about, you have a specific situation by an accident. You have to know what the ace is. You can have that for a moment. But the ace is, you could file a police report later on. You could take a mashkin from the person. The ace is to get out of it. But it's really not for now. But the life is a shut sav seifer, the yoridei kufla mezayin, and a shut yuda yala and yoridei reish tzaditez, ataka they say the medayik, that even if it's one time, because later on the Maccabi is going to talk about cases that you need a chazaka, a hukla, three times to become a meitzah, over here, kol meitzah yisrael mashma afilu one time. And it's even one time will be possible lichtei sefer Torah, they say. Just like it's also, it's ein lochelek v'ilam haba, even one time, it's possible lichtei sefer Torah. Yeah, there are other ages. You should try to work with Kokum. Whenever you're in this type of situation, you should be sure of Kokum to know exactly what you could do and what to extend. Maybe. Okay. All right. The Mises is Amos Liakov and Biankov in Bavakam and Kufi Zayin, and Biankov Alpi Diktok is Mendayig, the chilek between Moise and Mosul. And he says Mosul is as if it was with a comet, and he said it's supposed to mean as if, like, you're standing doing it, you're a Baal Messiah, you're a Mosul, you're a Cheskas, you're a Moise. And he says, if you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it says Mosiris, but it really is like you're supposed to be Mosiris, which is supposed to be someone who's Huksik Lakar. And he has a lot of these Yukim in the Rambam. He brings the Rambam Huksik Truva, and he brings the Rambam Huksik Edus. The Rambam talks about Mosul. So you see, only someone who has a Chazak of these three times is the aimless chelik leilam haba. But if he only does it once, Rabbi Yankov says, he will still have a chelik leilam haba. But my issue is, it's interesting. Rabbi Yankov was, say it nicely, Rabbi Yankov was, Rabbi Yankov decided to quote only those two Rambams who made a mash were like him, Moser, but the Rambam over here, and the Makaba over here, doesn't say Moser, it says Moser, unless he's Magi over here. Somehow conveniently leaves out this halacha, and this halacha is Moser, which is even one time, and like I said, it's the acronym, Ksav Sefer, Yudiyala. It's really not just that, it's Mashmoyt of Kama, the Kamba, the Shain, and the acronym, the Chubas. You see, they're talking about one time, and they throw the Shafel, the Shain, the Emma Kelek, the Emma Mabah, they don't give the guys a Muxik Lakak. All right. Not only that, alright, Reb Moshe Kidu, I already said this over, someone asked Reb Moshe Shalom is here, what is he allowed to do? Is the Shreya Shalom, Reb Moshe was thinking, finally Reb Moshe told him that Safek Olam Haba Chumra. If a Shalom, what you're doing, is a Maisa Mitzvah, and you're playing with fire, you're playing with Olam Haba, better not do it, Safek Olam Haba Chumra. The Chubas Marik is Medayik, from the breakdown of the Ramah, the Ramah was Mesadda the Halach, is that you only in the chelik leilam haba, Chutz Merikim Tum Kotzavav, is only if you taka do a maisa mesira. But if you only threaten eluch ve'emsa, even though it's terrible and postulatus and shul like we learned in Sivkes, still, but eluch ve'emsa alone will be yesh lo chelik leilam haba. It's only if you taka do a maisa mesira, then it's in the chelik leilam haba. Where does this come from? Because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says eluch chelik leilam haba, so you don't really have to touch up. But what punt over here which might be different? The different between a different Yishayim, that he's like a chaytiv a loyloy, he's a rosh a lahachis, he's a lechosh a fellow yid, he's willing to subject that fellow yid to a sakana or to a hefsid moment, a chaytiv a loyloy, because he's not gaining from it ultimately whatever happens with going to the malchus or to the mishtera, whatever it is. The different between of the Yishayim, how they degrade, how they talk down, disparage this maisa. Could be. I'm only throwing out a thought. I think I once saw the Machshava. I tried to find it now, and I couldn't find it. And that is that maybe it's like a midah keneged midah type of thing. What you did, if you have an union with somebody, and there are gedarim of how to deal with that person. The gedarim is you're supposed to go to Bezin. There are ways how to get your money out of somebody. And you break that system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and you circumvented that system, and you moisten to a different power, to we call it a sitra akar. You moisten to a different power called an akam, an anas, and you're going to find your revenge, or that's how you're going to find your halach, and that's keneged Torah. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So midah keneged midah, when it comes your day of reckoning, instead of you going the regular process of whatever the system is, Tayyam Haba, eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to give you over to somewhere else, and that is Gehenna. All right, I think I once saw that somewhere. I don't remember where it was. Good. Anyway, it's a heavy, heavy makshava. On that, let's go weiter. Sif Yud. A tinnik shenishpa is not worse than a bal aveis. A bal aveis also in lechelik leilam abo.
About Russia, 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 about Russ
connection nishba, yeah, then in the konami, then it would be also, and it's all who does it, is aim a chelik leilam haba. Right, it's powerful. We're talking about fire. We're not talking about something, you know, this is not peanuts and popcorn. Legabi what? Legabi a car accident? The car accident, you're suing the insurance company, not suing him. Okay, so you can try to get a police report afterwards without getting the guy in trouble, without a ticket. There are different ways to do it. You can do it in a way that you are going to cover him for his afsadim. There are different aces how to do it. You don't have to file, contrary to popular belief, you do not have to file a police report at the time of the accident. You can file it afterwards. And usually if you file afterwards, you will not get a ticket. Okay, you have to know. Right. What happened? Okay, you're going to be, maybe the other guy will put it, let the other guy say the story. Let him dig his own grave. And the police let it go, no problem. And the police said no problem, fine. Okay, good.
By law, it was $500. You have to report it.
All right. So that's it. So whatever the other guy's going to pay, now he's going to pay, and later on he's not going to pay. So you have to know what to do with the other guy. So if you can take mashkoinis from him. We've done different things. We've taken away people's passports and licenses, and we've done different things. His chasen watch. The other guy tells a story and paints a story. But if the other guy paints a story to get you in trouble, then you have the Ramaz Allah, because you're allowed to correct that version and, you know, undo the damage that he put on you. All right, let's go back to it. Tif Yud. Muta la'areg ha-moisa b'chol mokim. It is muta to kill a moisa b'chol mokim, even though you only have a bezin, it's only an ex-child, not in Bavel, not in Kutzlar, it's still, like Abdi Moisa, you're allowed to do b'chol mokim. I feel a bizman azeh, even though bizman azeh, we're not dan din in the fashas, it's still allowed to do it. It's still mutter. It's a powerful thing. It's mutter no matter what, across the board. What? Well, we're going to see 1 second. The vowel, later on, we'll see a little more. But it's mutter. And the place can bring it down that not only that, even if you're in a malchus, where the lashon is at the shulchan is in the sukkah, and where it's a good malchus, there's a chelkes Yaakov as a tshuva, and God the Mishnah Halachas as a tshuva. Might be true to say a few sort of mashma faket, but Parshat Shad that it's across the board, no matter where, no matter where, it's muta filu bizman as a kizu, like we said over, that Rima Gash on Yom Kippur, Shacholios B'Shabbos, I think the story was, it was Farnila, they chapped a loisa, and they burnt him in the middle of the street. It means it's mutter. If you let him call the Shabbos, you let him whatever it takes, because he's a sakana, he's a mesakin other people. So it's sakonis nefashis. You let him kill him. So it's mutter la'arig a moisa b'chol mokim afilu bizman hazeh. Well, maybe you wait. He'll already escape. Now it was an opportune moment to kill him right then. They got him. They'll kill him. Like I said, it was a moisa b'cholin who killed a moisa in the mitzvah. Okay, it's not a good idea to do bizmanenu. It's against the law. But we're talking about now in a pure halachic sense, yes, it would be mutter to kill a moisa. You shouldn't? Don't kill him. It won't help you. I know the guy's going to be crap, it's going to come, but it's all right. Well, mutter laharagoy, and you're allowed to kill him koidim shimsa before he does the maisa mesira. So it won't be applicable in your case. Ella, What does he have to do? All he has to do is kishama harini maisa plaini the gufay and the mamainai. Once he stands, I'm going to be maisa plaini the gufay and the mamainai. If you look moment calm, even what was it now? $50 you have even moment calm. The Gemara says even chitin. Heita atzma lamisa. He already was mata atzma lamisa. His life is worthless. You're allowed to kill him. Umasrim boy, and you give him asra va'imim loy, and you tell him al timsa, do not be maisa. And hey, it's pana va'am aloiki elam sereno. I'm no, I'm going to make the maisa mizin no matter what. Mitzvah lahargoy is a mitzvah to kill him. It's called a kodim lahargoy yizacha. Anyone is kodim lahargoy yizacha like any other in kodim lahargoy yizacha. I'm just chus. You have a chus. Whoever could have that chus to get this great chus of killing this maisa. It's a mitzvah. So got to the Mahagod and aim Pnai Lahasis by Intrach Asra. If you could do it with Asra, you should do it with Asra. If you don't have the time to do it with Asra, you could do away with Asra and just kill him, whatever it takes. Pashup Chat, simple chat, one chat is that, because if your Asra will prevent him from doing this here, so it's like Asra Lassa bin Yanachet, so like we're going to see in shortly in Hermo, so therefore you have to give him Asra and see if he backs down. But really, the Rishonim, the Rashba, others say, no, the Pshat in the Asra is like this. Is that if a guy threatens, he's going to be Eilich Ve'emtza. So what? A lot of people give empty threats. How do you know he's going to do it? Well, if you go ahead and you give him Asra not to, and he still is adamant, no, I'm still going to do it, even though you gave him Asra, that shows that he's really serious about it. So the Asra is really an indication, if he went past Asra and he still wants to do it, it's really an indication that he's going to go through with his Mitzvah and Mitzvah, and therefore it's a Mitzvah. It's just a test, the problem. But if you see the guy's doing the Mitzvah, and you have time to give him that Asra, then you should kill him even without that Asra. You see he's going to do it. If you know he's going to do it, that's already enough to do a Mitzvah. Oh, so if you look in the Shach, of Kotten and Dalai, when it says Umutu Lahargoy, the Shach says, Hainu kishenika, it's talking about when it's nika, sheyaaseh kein. It's nika that is going to do this. The ayin v'tshuva z'rashba, it's m'kuf payal. If you look at the tshuva z'rashba, that's what the tshuva z'rashba says. That we're talking about, it's nika sheyaaseh kein. The shak was ma'atik, the tshuva z'rashba, very, very bekitzah. He should have really gone, brought down more. If you look at the tshuva z'rashba, he says a little bit more. And he says, what it means nika? He says, just like the story of Rav Kahana, the story was, that there was somebody, a Moisa threatened, I'm going to be Moisa plaini, his chitim. Came along Rav Kahana, and he was shamkil the kui, he broke his neck, and he killed him on the spot. That's it, it was an immediate one-shot slam, and he was over. So, now you see that this Rav Kahana wasn't a nimsa himself, and all the guy threatened to do, but rather I skipped over part of the Gemara, the part was Rav Kahana told him, out him, so he gave him a shot, don't do it. And the guy said, no, I'm still going to do it. And he went ahead and he killed him. The second the guy said, no, I'm still going to do it, he went ahead and he killed him. So the Rashba says, you see, just like Rav Kahana, as long as it's nika. Now, what does Rashba mean by nika? It's nika because he gave him asra, and he refused to back down with that asra. He's still going to do it. So if he's still going to do that, zrama nikarim. And the Rashba said, what does it mean nikarim? It's a vadai. The Rashba continues, says, af al safek zen erak. Rashba also understands that this is only a safek. But it's enough to be harsh. It's a real topic. It's a legitimate topic. You have a real topic, someone's going to be made for someone else. You do away with him, you kill him. And the Azachayim Akimun Azeb, the Nafshe Shomayse, even other people, just like Rav Kahana, who is a third party, he has a right to go ahead and kill him because since he refused to back down after the Asra, it's Zorma Nikon that he might go ahead with it and he's supposed to go ahead and do it. Really, this is a halacha is already in the Ramah. If you look in the Ramah, Sivches, the Ramah brought down. But he's possible later, but Lashu, if he says it, Fahesya, that was the first child, if he says it, but Fahesya's possible, we don't say the Chagal of Nimish to God and the law, because that's how they learn Shat Rav Kahana, because the guy said it, but Fahesya, the Eish Kokim, no Elen Kay Muksa Bekach, and on that Ramah says, Afilo Yadinim Roga Bekach Ramah, that's Lamish Lot, this truth of Rashba, actually in parentheses, you see it's coming from here, no Kamakim, you could actually connect the Lamar, Lapsa, Afsa, Yadayakim, Afsa, Yadin, Ezek, Lazar, you could do it. You could do it, because even if you have only a suffix, like the Rashba says, it's better to kill him now than to wait till he kills this, and then the Yoshe Hameis have to take him to a Bezin to get him killed or to fight back. You're supposed to prevent him from killing. So therefore, take your law into your own hands and kill him now. Even if it's only tough, it only has to be Mamish, Rama, Nikarim, Mamish. Rama, Nikarim, that it's a real, real topic. Like, you know, that's down an empty threat. Some people talk to send people away with letters, the empty threats. But if it's a real threat, If you have a real chash, at that point, then you're supposed to go ahead and be moed to him first. Because he's doing a mitzvah mitzvah. So where does this come from? Okay, very good. So what's the pshat altogether? Why is he mitzvah mutal harga? Why is he like a razor? What type of halacha does he have? Okay. All right, fine. So I'll tell you a bunch of stuff in the Rishonim. We discussed last week from the Marachas, it's really a reim, and it's really a snag as well. And later at the end of Kuf Tamuk, and it's Yireim in Kufayin Hei or Reish Melchet, two printings of Yireim. They say over there that the halacha of a mitzvah is just like a Boba Machteret. Mamash like a Boba Machteret. What's a Boba Machteret? The guy's coming to steal. He only wants a par dollar. Nevertheless, we have a chazak, another man, then ask me on the mind. He's zikha going to try to protect himself should he realize that the Boba Machteret, the burglar, is coming into his house. So the burglar knows that. Adas Kane, he was nichnas, that should the guy go to be Maimon Asma Moina, he's going to kill him. So even though he's only coming for money, but he entertains it might come into the current of functions if need be. If he needs to kill the guy, he's going to do so. And that has a lakha that he's like a razor, so you're allowed to kill him. Hashkin Lahagash, Baba Makaris, Ain't Lake Domin, you're allowed to kill him. So nearly here too, you know if someone's made some money in Yisrael, he's not going to go down easy. He's not going to want his money to be taken away. So whoever it is, the Mishtara, the government, is going to try to fight back. He's going to try to fight back, they're going to fight back. And ultimately, very often, they win, and they're going to kill the guy in the fight. And Fahoyah showing the Maitha many times. In fact, when he said over Chubis Maram Nirenberg, there was such a story that he was Maitha Mamin, and with that, the guy fought back. Had he not fought back, nothing would happen, but he fought back, and so therefore they killed him in the fighting. And the Maram gave this Maitha a din of a retek, with a retek, because Api his Mithila, Yenis, was caused to be killed. So he's considered a retek. So too, that's just like a Baba Makaris. This case, you know that the Chazaka, that he might try to fight back, which ultimately might lead to Sakonis Nafashis, so he already has a din like a Baba Makaris. That's what these Rishonim say. The problem with these Rishonim's pshat is, if this would be the pshat, then it has to be just like Baba Makaris. Halacha is by Baba Makaris, the Rambam, the Nukas Kneva, Pertes Halacha Zayin, and the Tesis in Sanhedrin, Nain Gimel Amar Aleph, I believe, is Meduyek that Baba Makaris is not a full-fledged Raidus. A Raidus, not only allowed to kill, but it's a mitzvah to kill. Kol HaKadim is off. You have a mitzvah to kill a raidus. You know he's about to kill, you have a mitzvah to save the guy, the Nafshe Shozeh, to kill him. A Baba Makaris, which is only like a raidus because of this chazaka, right now he's only coming from Mama, but you know it might lead to nefashis. There, you don't have a mitzvah to kill him, it's just a reshut. You have a right to kill him. You're allowed to kill him. And the Rambam in the Makabo of the Yitzhakim, that it's a mitzvah to kill the guy. The Kol HaKadim Lagazaka, just like a regular rapist. So you see that the Rambam in the Makabo must have learned that this is worse than a Baba Makaris, that it's actually a rapist. So what's pshat? So the Mordecai said a pshat, the Mordecai said, and I'll quote you as Lashon, Kishi Yisrael Noifu B'yadim Kol B'hu Ma'alilim Olav Alilis Kolkach At Shehabi Pamim Bo Lidei Tekonis Nefashis. It doesn't take much for anti-Semitism. It doesn't take much for them to hurt, to do bodily harm against the Yid. They're a civilized country, so they won't do without an excuse. But the second they have an excuse, it's Katayim Lichman, the Gemara says, you give them just a finger, oh, they got one lead, and from there they're going to get to the next thing. They're not going to get to let the guy go. They're going to, one thing is going to lead to another, so ultimately they're going to figure out a way how to hurt the guy and to kill the guy. So it's not because the guy's going to fight back. And without the guy fighting back, you started this domino trend. The first step, the second step, ultimately, there's a very good chance he's not going to come out alive. So he has a full pledge of a right of an Utamitsa Lahagai.
Like both these judges going back with it to the accident.
You never heard of a story, just curious. I don't know how long you've been in Lakewood. You never heard of a story that somebody in Lakewood was beaten up by a cop? I mean, every other year it's in Lakewood like this. So what? But if he was going to be Maimon Atzma Maino, whatever it is, like that other Rashi, he's going to stand back. So they'll come. And we didn't have a Maisa. We didn't have a Maisa now in Borough Park with Arthur Sheik. We didn't have a Maisa. Come on, we didn't have a Maisa. No, we didn't. He told him to step into the car. He threw him into the car. All right, Sheik. All right. And if he doesn't show to court, and we would just had a dinner, okay, there's not to go into Porsche, so the guy didn't show for a violation, and they ended up having a arrest warrant after the guy. one thing can lead to the other. You never know where it's going to be. This, I'll say anti-Semitism, Shabbat, maybe it's a little better, but that's the, yes, the it might lead to Misa. If the guy ends up winding up in jail, he might be thrown into a, not a nice type of environment with other people in jail and they get killed that way. One thing can lead to another where the person could be killed. There's a Tshuva Farash who says a similar shot, but a little better, maybe it was your problem, and that is that the modus operandi is that today they take a little money, and then tomorrow, they'll torture him and do other things, they'll have court cases, whatever it is, to put him in jail. They'll do whatever they can because they think they're going to get more money out of the guy, and finally they're going to kill the guy. Because the guy ran out, he's empty, he can't post that type of a bond or whatever it is, he can't make such a payment, and ultimately it's going to lead to his retika. But it's a full-fledged right.
Yes.
And Hanami, if that's going to cause a problem, so it's Mersin Momin Yisrael, it is going to be, he's going to have a Hefsin Momin. It doesn't say God at all, it says even any Akum. You want to know at what point. If you want to know, is it going to lead to Ritzicha to have the din of a Moshe that you're allowed to kill him? So, like you were talking about the police ticket, we could discuss. But Lagavi the halakha of Moshe of Ein L'chelik Leilam Haba, Lav Dafka, that's only B'tnai that the guy ends up getting killed. That Ein L'chelik Leilam Haba is even if you sound like some mom and family. It doesn't say because of the guy ultimately. It could be even without that, it's still enough to lose Leilam Haba. Correct. And which he's not, let's say in a normal case, if he just tattletales that this guy is taking food stamps and he's not eligible, so... Yeah, okay, but I told you, that halacha was that even in a rush of Balaveh, if people are your mates, like Mitzaray, the Vedas of Gershuni says, a deacon of Mechamah, God puts on that halacha, Kalamit Yisrael, and the Chemek Lamabo, even such a case. Of course, that's a, these stories, you know, it's not, the halacha is the halacha, even with this.
Works at a corporation, he's a boss, and he has to write a yearly evaluation. If it's a negative evaluation, it's going to affect the person.
Okay, so you have to know. You might have other attain because maybe it's your din, whatever it is. We'll have to discuss each case. Like the accountant stories that we were talking about many seasons ago, maybe we'll revisit it when we do Sefer Aleph or Yud-Veis, that is. So maybe we'll revisit those issues. And Hanami, we have to done every single case. I'm asking, but it's fine. So even though the Mechaber starts, let me just finish one more. Did they Chubis Tamim Daim and Reish Gimel, who sort of says a different angle, and Tamim Daim says that since it was a Takanas Chachamim, they have a right to be Eikah Dava Min HaTorah, because Kivin Shachayta Ligzol Mishmatzoi Shokaveroi, V'loi Loi, and he's a Rosh Gamahu, he's a Mamish Kamana Min, he says, V'melah Deum Asakim, they're allowed to go ahead and kill him. Problem with that is he's not actually allowed to kill him no matter what, even after he did the Maitre Mitzvah, and the Mechaber doesn't pass on that. Mechaber says only before he does the Maitre Mitzvah, but once he does the Maitre Mitzvah, like we'll see in Sefer Aleph, he's no longer allowed to kill him. So if you know that he's going to do another one, fine, but if he's not going to do another one, he just did this one, you're going to see that the Mechaber says he's now again. But from the Takana, from Tom and Dame, his Takana, it's yes, the Takana, you're allowed to do away with him. Now you want to know, is it a Mitzvah, is it a Chiv? The Maitre is the Mechaber starts off a funny Lashon. The Mechaber is the very first word is Mota. And then the last word in the Mechaber is mitzvah l'argoy. He somehow went from mutzah to mitzvah. Yeah, so I didn't see anyone who's married this. I think maybe I'll touch up shot. Is what is mitzvah to kill the guy? The mitzvah that Shuvah Tzivash says, the Samachar says, v'lisamer adam re'echa. Just like my writers, you have a mitzvah latimoy, again, v'lisamer adam re'echa. It's Shuvah Tzivash. So if it's a mitzvah, so v'lisamer adam re'echa, it could be the mitzvah only on a third party. But the Nimsa himself maybe doesn't have the mitzvah, just has the reshut of Hashkim Lahagot. So when he starts with Mutul Argam, Moshe Bukhom, Makam, he was under there, he's talking about even the Nimsa. Then when he goes along and he's talking about the case, or he's going to be threatened to be Moshe Ploini, a third party, a Masim Boy, Vemalai, Altimsa, Altimsa, and he's on Vemalai, Kielam Sanda, then it's a mitzvah Lahagot, anyone, the son of Kurdim Lahagot, he's like anyone to kill. So under anyone, it's a mitzvah. As in the Shmatim, it's not just Ekam. I'm not sure if that applies. Yeah.
Maybe I just took the question of the shrub. Well, at the beginning, not up for
Fayeh, you think that will make the difference? Even though the Mutz says you really don't need that Zohar. So once you have that Zohar, that elevates it to a level of a mitzvah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, how do you think the Mutz? You think from doing an Avera?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Alright, fine. So I'll leave it as a question then. How can Makabe talk to Oved Mutter and then to Oved Mitzvah, what's going on? On the outside part, if he doesn't know, he wouldn't be allowed to kill him. Of course not. He would have to know. Yeah, I'm not. He would have to know firsthand. He would have to know firsthand or with the Gvius Aegis, correct, which we'll see hopefully soon, but we'll see later on in the Simen. Yes, you'll have to. All right. Now, this halacha, even though the mice say you need atra, but like I said, atra is not ma'akev, and that's an atra might only be to prove that he really is going to go through with the act. Memela, the minchas chinuch at the end of mitzvah Reish Lamavav says that even if this mice is a katan, he can't be makabel atra, still, if he threatens to do a mice from the seer, he's going to do a mice from the seer, he should do away with the katan. Even though he's a cotton, so wait, la ba mitzvah, la ba asra, doesn't make a difference. But a maisa, he's like a raidif. And a cotton or a raidif, you kill him. So a maisa, a raidif, is the same halakha, you do away with him, you kill him. All right. V'yesh reimim zot ramo de'in larig a maisa elam kein e'ef shal v'inotu mimenu be'echim me'evorot. Unless it's impossible to save him in any other way, avalam e'ef shal ato be'echim me'evorot, to going lachtek l'shoinoi, a lismis einov, also l'hoge d'arei l'gorem mishar raidif. Just like Sharaydif, if it's Efshel Atav in the Nacher, so too, with this halakha, it's Efshel Atav in the Nacher, the Moshe, like we had in Tif Tes, the Ramal Teo said, there's a lot of weight in that, that's only me Efshel Atav, Efshel Atav, about the Ishan too, it's just like a regular Roydif. What's that about, guys? Okay, but it's better than killing him, he's saving his life. He's saving his life. The Maisa is, I think the Pitzkei Chayshim wants to know why it's only a Yeshayim. Lamaisa, there are Achayim who want to make this into Makoy, because Yeshayim, depending on what the time is. But Marshall, there is a Mashmaisa that she was a Rosh in one place, others, Takilu. It's a Laman Yamdu the Yiro. Like if this guy did it, it's not just only we want to teach other people lessons as well, not to be Moisrim and not to do such things. It's not only Lahasel, but there's also another Indian of Laman Yamdu the Yiro. And if you work with these types of svaris, then it could be that even if it's actual lack of it in that head, but that's not going to be such a great lesson. If you kill the guy and you have a levi, you know, that's a big lesson. If you don't kill the guy and he does, and he has his finger chopped off and he can't pull the trigger, that's not such a great lesson for the melo. But lemaisa, halacha lemaisa is we pass them like this, that it's only if she has actual lack of it in that head. Otherwise, you're not supposed to be doing it. Okay. Sorry? He's able to write, but if I said you're talking about a case, that would already lose his power and his koyach, adiva, and whatever it is, huh? Or maybe, like you said, maybe that's enough to teach him a lesson that he'll learn that if he does anything further, the next step will be taken, whatever it is. All right. Shine. All right, it's a very, very chometic opinion. It means it involves and also involves you're allowed to kill him, and it's even a mitzvah to kill him, and you don't even need asra. All right, let's go on. Let's try to cover in Tifur Aleph. Also, Hamoisa. So if he's intermarried, but he's probably only a mumul l'tiyavin. If he's a mumma with the oven, Lukhari should have the same din. If you can get him on the dag of a mumma la'achis, then in a chanami, if he was a shano pirish and he's a mumma la'achis, not just with the oven, if you can get it, such a case of a mumma la'achis, then halach is meridian, so you kill him. Rather, you're allowed to kill him. That's not a problem. But if it is short of that, we once had a shailin hukas tzedaka, a shach, of how to catch up mumma la'achis. My quick is achoinen, actually. Nama mumma la'achis, the Gemara says, is that he has a choice of eating basa ksheira and basa treifa, and he still eats basa treifa. You can't be doing a litriyavi. So in a matter of 8 times, it means if he goes out to eat and then they trade to a restaurant, since he has the ability to eat in kosher restaurants, so that's considered like a vote menachem lefanos, and he opted to eat in the trade restaurant, so he's a mumma lahakas. The shach wants to be mechadish. That no, that's just someone who's indifferent. That's like a middle. It's not mumma litriyavi. I'm doing litriyavi. He's just indifferent. He's a middle zaga. The shach wants to say that mumma lahakas is worse. He's in spite. He's spiteful. He bedafka wants to eat trade for zaken. Others learn like Yankim and other akoinim. We had many akoinim learn that's not true. There's mumma lahakas like kachuta, like that. Even if a person who's indifferent, he's a mumma lahakas. It's only mumma litriyavi is not so bad. So mumma lahakas. Today, by and large, everyone is Tina Kish and Nishra, by and large. But in the crime, you have someone who's a mama. Intermarriage, everyone, that's worse. Everyone understands that it's, and that's already over the board. Okay. Oh, yeah, but they were never getting... But he might be talking, he's still in love with the Geisha girl, the thing. All right. The Gemara says, "Ilay a pre-tilay, they rather marry a guy than a yid because that's what they have, and they have milus." All right, huh? No, the copy by an Abbey wants to stay with his shifchar. He wants to because Ilay vitzlay. I mean, the marriage shifchar. Oh yeah, okay. Fine. Let's go on. Yud Aleph. Also, have Moisa Shazamam. Until now, we were talking about before he did the Maisa Mesiris. He's a Raidus. He's supposed to nip him in the bud and kill him to save the Nimtzach. But what happens if he did it already? Also, Maisa Shazamam, Umasan, he already did it. Too late, you didn't get there in time. Also, Lahargoy, you now let her kill him. Why not? If you look in the Goyin, Tzivkaan, where is it? Goyin, Tzivkaan, Samach Tes. Sharei, ain't every gosai, the whole right to kill him was only Elam Mishum La'atzal Chaver K'moy Beredif. Avaloi Mishum Ritzeach, not because he's a Ritzeach, Sharei B'Gromah Potter, if you only did it like they Gromah, even if it will be a Bezdin Vizmanein, or B'Meir Yevon Anbayis, will have a Sanhedrin, they won't kill the guy for Mais and Nitzir Al Tzitzit, because he only did it like they Gami, not Chayiv Mitzah for that. V'chein Beidim Zeymen, right? Madoch Eidim Zeymen state, that they are Chiddush Akkor, that they get killed. But once Hargo Ein Erogin, it's only once they killed, if it was before they killed, but once it's Hargo Ein Erogin, even Edom Zayim, even though they were Goyim Bezin to do a Misa Shalei Kedim, Ein Erogin, they don't know. So to here, we do a Misa in the field, it's only a Dekami, and not Chayiv Misa. No, the Gzeir comes the other way, that before he has been Edom Zayim, and he takes on the Misa, and he gets killed. But once he killed, the Torah was not Mechadish, the Pasha of Edom Zayim, to kill him. Right, because he only did a ma'aser tichai de'garmi. So to hear, if a guy does a ma'aser mitzvah, and by that he kills somebody else, he's not chayiv misa. He can't be worse. And b'zmanenu, anyway, b'zmanenu, we don't kill ra'itzchem. Koshkim b'zmanezai, he says, teretiv, v'hetiv, la'asol l'tanirdev. But here, once he did it, the hasol is not going to help you by killing him, so it's too late. El imtein, unless, huchzak limsa. Unless he was huchzak limsa. If he was huchzak limsa, that's different. If the guy is a chazaka, he was already maisa, we're afraid that he's going to do it again. He has a chazaka to be maisa. If he has a chazaka to be maisa, then you have a right to kill him. So it's still, from the lashon of the mechavis mashma, that still the het is only the cause of tomorrow. Means a guy who's on the way, a guy who already did it, no loss of the nidah, but if he did it 3 times, you know that tomorrow he's going to do it again, so then it's like he's kaidah my maisa, so that's why he's supposed to kill him. But not because it's a new din, he's supposed to kill a maisa. Others say that there's a heta to kill maisa, amin and maridin. These are halakha that amin, your maridin, is because he lost his right to live. Somebody shouldn't want to say that a maisa lost his right to live, not because he's going to kill tomorrow, not because he's going to do it with fear tomorrow. Let's say he lost all his power, he'll never be maisa again. Still, he lost his right to live. He has a din. The marshal, the chinuch says on mitzvah, I think it was Lamedala, when it talks about you're now allowed to kill, the chinuch says over there, and his caption is, L'tisak damnoki. You're now allowed to kill innocent people. But some people you're allowed to kill. And he says, like the Rebbe Lozzer B'Shimon, we're allowed to kill all those people because they weren't innocent, so you have a right to kill them. some people, some Yisraelim learn that they lost their right to live. The Israel Letzitzak wasn't set on these people. For the Mashmoyis of the Mechaber is not like that. The Mechaber is that even if the three times, that's the only reason you're allowed to kill him is Shem Nagim Sarachayim. If you look in the Shach and Tivkot Nun Hei, towards the end of the Shach, if he's married with Yishenim, the last like five lines, he says, Sheikum Yashat to Perak Agoy Vabasra, Kurabenu Simcha, Shafilu Bepam Aches Nikra Maita, even if he does it only one time, he's considered a Maita, or Mutal La'adin, you have a right to kill him. The Rambam says you need it to be a chazaka. One time is not enough. The Rabbeinu Simcha and other Rishonim say even one time is already considered a maisa and you're allowed to kill him. And l'chayu, the pshat is not because, especially three times you have a chazaka, he's going to do it again. But at one time, you don't have the chazaka, so why are you allowed to kill him? Why do these Rishonim and Rabbeinu Simcha hold you had to kill him? Because like I'm telling you, because they hold the side where you're allowed to kill him is not because your faith is going to be Maisa Vaita. You're allowed to kill him because he lost his right to live. A Maisa has no right to live. A Maisa, you're allowed to kill him. It's Meridim. It's a different din. Or like I said, from the Summon Dame, it's a Takana that you're allowed to kill him. But that's it. It's not because he's going to be Maisa again. That, once he, a Maisa has no right to live. But the Makab is not Mashma like that.
Why is someone going to come out this story about the Brahma? The fact is that Israel is safe. You know, safe.
And the Chanamis, that's what he really said as them. Because you can this man as that, this man as we have the kairos. Even this man at Bayis, he still have to be Dafka Bez and of Chav Gimel and not. And the Chanamis. Yeah, but you see, not like, right, saying, The Maisa also, the Shach, if you look in the Sivkot Nun Vav, let's try to separate maybe a couple of shocks here. It says, "Elokein chuksak l'maisa shavei zayar egshem yimsa achirim." So the shock of maisim b'chol yoyim, ba'ari ha'mayrev lar kamaisim shuksa kolimsa mamachay Yisrael kolimsa maisim biyarakum lahogim olakaisim kafir shein akam loshen Rambam pechet. The minig already. The minig is all tari. The minig he killed maisim. This is shein the minig. They will never see. You see how. Shchirich, light the light. You see how shchirich it was that there were nemach moisim around. Well, Marshall, if you'll have, if you're talking in the camps, we had, what would they call those shaitrim?
Kapos.
If they're going to be moisim you and they're in that position and that's their job, and there you're talking, you'll have this halacha that you can kill them, do away with them because of this halacha. They have a cheskat that are moisim. They don't deserve to live. You're supposed to kill them. Alright, the view between the Smaram Babarok Shavi and Mordechai Fitzpeka goes about Ain Jom. The thing comes with a snag with Shemaram Babiksara. What does the Shach need all this for? We discussed if the hefsid that the accountant is causing to the person is the din, right? That's what we said was from the Shach performance. You can see hopefully in 15 days again. So then you're not being Moisa Mom in Yisrael because the moment that the Yid owes is really bidin, so the male you're not Chayim Asmazik, maybe you won't have all these halakhas. So you're not supposed to do it, but you have a job, or go through all those halakhas. And what happened to Lashon Hara, whatever it is. And we discussed it very because we'll hopefully be in to revisit it. But here we're talking about your Moisa Shalakid, and your Moisa Mom in Yisrael Shalakid, and he doesn't deserve that. It's now. So that's why I said we discussed them by a car ticket that maybe deserves the ticket if Yitaka did something wrong and Masham holds that even a ticket is considered a canal is considered bidin. As I said, for the car mice, let's hold off and let's wait to see a few days and we'll revisit the issue. All right. Yeah, so what does the Shach need as a resource for? The Shach need as a resource is for to tell you Mashma the Hogum Oysa the Yadayim. You're allowed to actually do it physically with your own hands. You don't have to get the mafia to do it. You could take the law into your own hands. The Chay Mashma Losh Piskin Tesis. Because and he brings a bunch of rayas that you're allowed to do it even by yadayim, not like might be mashma by some people that it's only yaday other people. No, you're allowed to do it even by yadayim. That's how the Shach paskin. All right. What does it mean to be huksak lamasra? Look at the Shach. Sekot nun zayid. Huksak limsol. Kaza b'chuvas rashbol. Sheish of lechak mitzavas. ulamelek ve'ezu muktzik koshen neidu l'rabim shukain. Loish muktzik bepezen shukav gimel. You don't have to have a Kabbalah's edus and proven in a bezin v'shekiblu edu b'fonot shemkain ein l'chum muktzik akshav she'en lo'nu mumchim. We don't have a bezin and yakakobim mechapei esorim she'idu v'kos v'shamoyta muktzik kogim o'yse b'chol zman v'chol anasa and votan. Anyone who becomes an Anavi and says, no, maybe I shouldn't kill him. Umarakim al-Elu Nat va'agzar al-Doiroi. Al-Doiroi, he had an achrayis for his generation to kill this Moisa. Good, and then it goes on, and what's considered a chazako? Shehevi v'beizeis in the face of Mizeh, kaza huksa kainu gimum pomim, dischazik, then the Rebbe ben Hashem ben Gamliel. Good, he needed to be three times, he considered a mukhzik. If you look in the Chiddush Yukivega, he quotes the Chuvah Tashbad, that he had the Shmei Fomim, Sagi, even two Fomim, the day he considered a mukhzik. We once said over Chuvah Sadraz, that the census took out, and over there was mashing the Chuvah Sadraz also, that even two times is already considered Chazakah. The Gabi that Allah, the Ramah, Elich, the Emtsar, if he's mukhzik, what actually is populated, the Sadraz says that even if it's two times. So this is a powerful halacha, two times, three times a zayin, but once you're muktzik, and we know you're for sure going to continue doing it, and you're allowed to kill him, and you always have those yishanim, the shachar eddy, who has a list of yishanim that even after one time, he's considered a maysa, and you're allowed to kill him, even if it's not for kshash for the future. Stam, a maysa lost his right to live. Just if you're right, we said, ein lo chelik leila mabo, okay, like I said, the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, but the Mariel, I think it was in Hilchos Shloshim Yom with Lei Pesach. I don't know where Punk is buried there, but the Mariel quotes over Marash Maishtan, I think, I forgot who it was, Kadmon, Rishon, that might even tie it up into a Potik. He says like this, Mitzol L'shem Mi Yoish HaChavetz Chaim, Oyev Yom L'Retoiz, Mitzol L'shem Chemeiroz V'Sechem Yedad L'Mirmo. And that he says, a koshikain, a moiser, she'en lo chilek leilam haba. It sounds like it's an extension. You have a bad loshin, so if you're losing chayim, so you're not going to have that, right? But if you go to the extreme, a bad, real